Welcome to Cotton Quick Take by PCCA, your short weekly update on the factors shaping the cotton market and the broader agricultural economy. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a quick look at what's moving the market this week. This week, macro headlines are likely to stay in control of the market. Traders will be watching inflation data, Tuesday's WASDE report, ongoing Iran developments, and a major meeting between President Trump and President Xi in China. PCCA's chief economist Abigail Holscher says industry data and the current drought are indicating a smaller upcoming crop.
Tomorrow's WASDE is already providing some bullish sentiment to the market. The 2026-2027 crop is expected to be a little bit smaller than what we're seeing for the 25 crop. The market's pricing in around a 13.5 million bale crop. However, I think combining the drought plus the fact that USDA has to use the March prospective plantings, which came in at 9.6 million planted acres, we could see an even lower crop.
Outside markets offered some support late last week as the U.S. dollar weakened and equities pushed higher, but inflation remains a key risk. A hotter-than-expected CPI number could pressure export-driven commodities like cotton. Energy markets also remain important. Crude oil continues reacting to U.S.-Iran negotiations and shipping concerns surrounding the Strait of Hormuz. Higher energy prices can help support cotton competitiveness by increasing polyester costs. Last week, cotton futures stayed volatile but firm overall. July cotton settled at 84.73 cents, up 54 points on the week, while December closed at 85.46 cents. Even with softer export sales, shipments remain strong and continue running ahead of the pace needed to meet USDA export projections.
The market doesn't wait for harvest. With PCCA forward contracts, farmers can market cotton ahead of harvest and lock in pricing on committed bales. GTC orders can also help capture price targets when the market moves. Learn more at pcca.com/forward contracts. Again, that's pcca.com/forward contracts.
Weather remains mixed across the cotton belt. Parts of the Delta and Southeast received helpful rainfall, while much of West Texas stayed mostly dry. Planting progress remains near to slightly ahead of average despite ongoing drought concerns. Looking ahead, Tuesday's WASDE report will be the week's main fundamental event, as the market gets its first official look at the 2026-2027 balance sheet and early production expectations. Thanks for listening to Cotton Quick Take by PCCA. Be sure to join us next week for another quick update on the markets and the stories shaping the cotton industry.